Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jules.
Hosted by Duchess and Jules. Hey, you know what day it is? It must be the first or the third Sunday of the month, and I guess this is not the first Sunday of the month. It has to be the third Sunday of the month, and this is Duchess, and I'm coming to you from Inside Matters Talk. I got a co-host out there somewhere. How you doing, babe? You there?
Yes, I'm here. This is Jules in North Carolina. I am here, and I had such a wonderful, wonderful week, Duchess. It was great. Mm-hmm. Guess where I went?
Well, that's good. Well, first, let me thank our higher power for blessing us to have another Inside Matters chit-chat, and how great it is to be with our listeners and our callers and our folks that introduce themselves and share with us on our InsideMatters.com website. And in that vein, let me know what happened, where you been. Last time we talked, you were very, very sad because you had to give up your dog, Coco, to the Cocker Spaniel Rescue Mission. Are you feeling better about that?
Well, you know, I'm not really feeling better about that. I know she had to go to a different home than what I could have provided for her. But, you know, it's just, it's healing. You know, it's healing. The little girl that stays with me, all she does is talk about Coco. All she does is say that Coco's in Virginia. That's how she says, Coco's in Virginia. And she's crying, and she wants to come home. So, you know, I have to explain to her that she's with her friends and she's in a better place. But other than that, we had a great week. We went to the pumpkin patch, and we had lots and lots of fun. And I love spending time with the children. That's my mission. And so I love the children, and so that's what I did this week. And I had a lot of fun. I did. What did you do this week?
Well, I went to what we would fondly refer to as a wonderful, 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 wonderful women's retreat. Saturday sleepover. I didn't sleep over. I came home, but it was so nice to be around a lot of women, empowering women to make me just feel rejuvenated and ready to do the show today. I'm telling you, some of the things that I talked about, there's one woman up there, she does tiny, how do you say, she has a website called build-tiny.com, and there was a model of a tiny house on her land, and it was awesome, and it looks like a dollhouse, but when you walk in, it's just for one person, and I don't even want to try and describe it. Go to the website, build-tiny.com, and you will really enjoy seeing what you see. And it's responsible building for a better tomorrow. And her name is Robin Hayes, and she's a builder, plumber, and consultant. As a matter of fact, she built her own house on the land where the retreat was given. So that was really a wonderful time. And other than that, I've started going to the pool twice a week to do some more pool walking to get myself into some physical shape, because walking and running is not good for my back, but the pool walking is fantastic. And that's it for me. That's all I can think of.
Duchess, I have the same type of thing with my back and my leg, and my doctor referred me to what you go in, the pool, and he also said, you know, he recommended me for therapy to get my back and my hip and everything the muscles in my back and my hip stronger. And what he said was pool walking. He recommended the pool. So I might just be joining you in the pool. And he said, okay,
cool.
He recommends no thong bikinis. And I looked at him. He said, yeah, you're getting a visual, aren't you? I was like, I just had to laugh at him. I will not wear a thong bathing suit in the pool. So he was funny on that one. So
those days are gone, long gone. Well, today, this is something that you've been wanting to talk about. You've been wanting to talk about dreams. And I sure hope this show doesn't disappoint you, because dreams are not what a lot of us think they are. So we're going to talk about lucid dreaming and how we get into that, and how we and explore ways for you to be able to become a lucid dreamer, and what is lucid dreaming. We're going to also do our review and give everyone our experiences that we had with the book E Squared. We talked about that in the last show we had. Of course, we'll do our animal medicine cards. And we got to remind people that spirituality, when we talk about spirituality, we're not talking about religion. We're talking about not being physicality. So when we talk spirituality, we're talking about all that is energy, and we're moving ourselves away from all that is matter. So we talk spiritual, we're not talking physical. We talk spirituality, we're not talking physicality. We talk energy, that's the spiritual side. When we talk matter, that's the physical side. So on that note, I want to start. You ready? Because I'm going to start with a couple of movies that deal with dreams and dream state. You ready?
Oh, I am so ready. Go ahead, because I understand this stuff.
The first movie I just want to breeze by is that one with Nightmare on Elm Street, with that guy.
Oh, that's the most scary. Yes, that was scary.
And it's scary because it actually plays havoc with something that you do in your natural living state. You go to sleep
and
you can't
control it. Right.
Absolutely. And here comes this man in your dream. And so what the people in that movie are doing is they're having a lucid dream, because they're dreaming and knowing that they're dreaming, but they can't wake up out of the dream. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one type of way of looking at it, the spooky way. Then there is the movie that some of us saw called Inception. Now, Inception, those were people who were in a dream, and they consciously went into a dream, but they added a flavor to it. They began to dream within the dream, within the dream. So they went into one, two, three levels of dreaming, and they were consciously aware that they were doing this. That's really way out there, lucid dreaming, okay? Because they even had the triggers that would kick them out of one dream and bring them back into the other dream, and kick them out of the third level into the second level, back into the first level, and then back into the reality when they all woke up and they were all aware that they had done the dreaming within the dream within the dream. Okay? Now, because all of this stuff plays out like this, people aren't aware that they can really do some lucid dreaming. And if you get so caught up in the theatrics of lucid dreaming, you get caught up in the theatrics of it, then what happens is you start freaking out when people start talking about, oh, you can dream within your dream, you can dream within your dream. So there you go. You got the Freddy Krueger, you know, aspect of lucid dreaming. People know they're dreaming, but they can't wake up, and that's horrible. And then you have the Inception dream, where these people know they're dreaming, but they're doing three different levels of dreaming. So they're dreaming within a dream, within a dream, within a dream, and they're aware of what they're doing. So we have the theatrics of it. And then we have, there's a movie called, now before we get into actual how you do lucid dreaming, we can get into, let's say, there's this movie called Waking Life. And at the beginning of this movie, there's this little girl, and the little girl is playing with a little boy. They were on the ground. I think they're playing with Jax, the little boy and the little girl. And the little girl says, dream is destiny. Then you see this little boy. All of a sudden, the little boy looks up into the night sky, and he sees a shooting star. And suddenly, he floats up off the ground, and he's able at the last second to grab hold of the door handle of a parked car, okay? So this makes you wonder what holds us on earth, or as another character in this particular film says, are we sleepwalking through our waking state or wake walking through our dreams? Now, Jules, I know what we're talking about is really blowing your mind, but you can pop in any time you want to.
It's not blowing my mind. I'm following this. I am following you, and I don't want to interrupt you because what you're saying is so fascinating that it's like, wow, you know what I'm saying? So go ahead and talk, and I know I need to say something, I'll just say, Duchess.
So, okay, just pop right in. So in this movie, Waking Life conveys a world where this nameless young man goes on a quest to find out as much as he can about dreams. And, you know, I saw this movie a long time ago. And he is especially interested in learning about lucid dreaming as practiced by the shamans and other creative souls. Now, this movie is animated, so it's not like, you know, it's animated. It's cartoony. So the principal plot of the story is that this young man has just returned to Austin, Texas after a trip, and he's dropped off at a random location in town, and subsequently he gets hit by a car. Okay? During the first half of the film, he listens to the various people's theories about human existence, saying very little about himself. Now, in the second half of the film, he realizes that he is stuck in a series of lucid dreams. He's floating around in these different dreams, walking into, you know, buildings and stuff, and he encounters different dream states, and he attempts to wake up. So Waking Life is one of the more interesting films that that you could possibly see about lucid dreaming. While the lead character in this film wanders through life in and out of dreams, you find it very difficult to determine if what he's experiencing is real or not. But he seems to be on a quest to find himself and discover what life is really about. So it's really, really cool. The film portrays the lead character as though he is sleeping, and he's constantly waking into another dream sequence, never able to wake up, not knowing whether the character was simply going from one dream to another or if he was experiencing his death, because you see him hit by a car at the beginning of the movie. Well, personally, my overall view of that particular movie is that it was fantastic, and I talk about Waking Life all the time. I recommend, and it's so old, I don't know if people can find it. Now, before we go on to how you can do some lucid dreaming, let's talk about another one of my favorite movies. How about The Matrix?
Now that was a cool movie. Yes.
Right. And everybody thinks that's a cool movie because of all the special effects in that movie. It's phenomenal, okay? But while everybody's watching the special effects, like in the movie I had an opportunity to watch last night, as a matter of fact, Now You See Me, it's about magicians. Everybody's so busy watching the special effects up close. Like a magician will say, come in closer, come in closer. You're so busy watching the special effects that you miss the spiritual interpretation in this movie.
Yes.
Now, I'm not going to go deep deep into it, because, you know, it can go into, you can go into like a religious type of spiritual thingy, go religious type of thing with the Matrix. But I want to touch on some of the more just glance over spiritual things. So I don't want anybody to think that I'm going to get all religious-y on them. One of the things in the Matrix, Morpheus says to Neo, he tells him, this is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. So when we start talking about the, you know, referring to lucid dreaming, when you start learning how to dream, do the lucid dreaming, what you're in essence saying you want to do is you want to take the red pill. Now, the term red pill has become a popular phrase among cyber culture, you know, the techie folk like your brother in California, and it signifies a free-thinking attitude and a waking up from a normal life of ignorance. Red pills refer, or red pills, when you want to call people red pills prefer the truth, no matter how gritty and painful it may be. When we open up our minds to explore, we learn how to read the signs around us. For purposes of the movie, it defines our everyday matrix as a computer-generated dream world. So this world that we're awake in, or in this waking state, this is the computer-generated dream world, the computer-generated dream world. This dream world turns humans into like batteries and stuff. So we just follow the politics, we follow the religion, you know, I mean, we do this and we do that, and we get up in the morning and we get in the car and we just, you know, the rat race of things, and we're controlled by the stock market, we're controlled by the government, we're controlled by the religious leaders, we're controlled. Okay, so like most of us, Neo doesn't believe this and thinks it's impossible that humans are being controlled by like batteries. Okay, so in the movie, because it's all, you know, technographic, whatever, they show you humans literally being plugged in with the thing and stuff and the machine sucking on them, that kind of thing. So, you know, but when you think about it in your own physical reality right now, we all control, you know, and Morpheus tells Neo, I didn't say it would be easy for you to, you know, believe this. I just said it would be true. What I'm telling you is true. You're controlled. You're battery operated. So coming out of decades of darkness and into the light can be very hard for many of us to accept. We have people, no matter what you say to them, no matter how matter-of-fact or how commonsensical it is, it's not commonsensical to them, and it's very difficult. I mean, even after being shown what some truths are, it takes a moment for it to sink in. Like you watched the Big Bang Theory we talked about the last time, and you like the scientists on there. Well, quantum physics is showing us that there are multiple dimensions operating simultaneously while this one is going on.
Right.
So for Neo, after being told and shown what the Matrix was, he had a hard time believing the only world that he knew, the only world he could see, was not real. Because the truth can be such a big change from the lie, and can be so simple it can be hard to accept. We see this within The Matrix. The truth is a hard pill to swallow. Sometimes the truth can appear so overwhelming that many would prefer to go back to the way they were. But you can't. Once you start, you just can't. That's like, you know, some of the, we talk about the 12-step programs. A lot of times people, once they go into one of those 12-step programs and they began to see things a different way and they backslide or they slip out, they're more miserable when they come back out than they were before they went in. Because there's some stuff that they learned that they didn't know before. You know, it's impossible to come into the certain knowledge, some certain knowledge, and continue to live your life of ignorance. In the beginning of your walk, some of the old ways are hard to get rid of. It's painful for many, but when you begin to see more of the truth, and when you begin to get a greater understanding, then the thought of turning back becomes kind of stupid. So in the Matrix, as Neo began to learn more of the truth, the stronger he became. The more we learn about our higher spiritual or non-physical selves, the stronger we should become. Once we have the full understanding of our higher self, there should be no turning back. Okay? So a lot of movies that we see in our lifetime, a lot of them have these hidden terms. They have this hidden information that will spark us into like a wow moment. Like, wow, I never thought of that.
Right, gotcha.
So with lucid dreaming, we're going to learn some more. So that just means that as Inside Matters progresses, it's kind of sort of like we continue to go down the rabbit hole. That's what Alice did. How far down the rabbit hole do you want to go? Because it's a wonderland. It's fascinating. It's phenomenal. But it will definitely shake up your current reality. It always does. Okay? So what do you think so far? You ready to go down this rabbit hole?
I'm always ready. I am always ready to go down the rabbit hole. I just want to know how many of our people that listen to us are ready to go down the rabbit hole with us. Whether you guys want to come down with us or we go by ourselves, I'm going. I want to see the phenomenal things that are down that rabbit hole as long as I can come back. You know what I'm saying? So if you're listening out there and you want to explore what Duchess is talking about, you know our number, 347-324-3030, and then just press the number 1, and then you can start talking with us. Because we'll follow you, and you can follow us. I know that, you know, Duchess is talking about many, many, many movies that, you know, are out there that shows people different things about dreaming and the dream state. But there are also movies that will connect you with your dreams. Like, I always tell people, I used to watch shows before I go to sleep, and then next thing I know, they're in my dreams, and I can't control it. Why? Because I watched that show so many times before I go to sleep, now I am dreaming that I'm in that show, and I can't get out. And that's, you know, I know that Duchess is probably going to touch on that also, because me as Jules, I have repeated dreams that repeat itself, you know, that is not the same, but it's like a dream that continues on and continues on, and it's like I need help, get me out of this dream. I don't want to dream about this house anymore. I don't want to dream about this school.
Oh,
you know,
you're going to get some help.
I need somebody.
You're
I need help.
Get some help.
Because it's horrible. It's horrible.
Well, that's because you think of it as being horrible because, you know, we are each moving into, now listen to this. Your dream is horrible, you say. But we are each moving into the dimension of instantaneous creation and preparing for a major shift in our consciousness. You know, most of the preparation for these changes is happening in our dream state. Many believe the dream state is another dimension. Through our dreams, we can create and explore new realities and dimensions of consciousness. Now, lucid dreaming is a technique that can help us prepare for this shift. It's a powerful, creative state and can be used for understanding and creating our lives. So, how do we define a lucid dream? A lucid dream is a dream in which one is aware that one is dreaming. Now, evidently, the dreams that you're having, you're not aware that you're dreaming until you wake up and you say, wow, that was a
Thank
horrible
you, Duchess.
Dream.
Yes, and so when I wake up, I felt like I never was asleep, so I'm tired because I was moving in that dream, and I was dreaming that dream, and I was, you know what I'm saying? I was in that dream working. So when I wake up, I breathe, and I'm just like, I'm still tired because it was like I never fell asleep.
Okay,
so please.
All righty. Now, I'll give an example. First, let me give you an example of a dream within a dream. I was a young girl, and I was like in my, I guess, my teens, because when I look at where I was living at the time, I was a teenager, and I went to bed and I went to sleep. And while I'm laying there sleeping, all of a sudden, I have a dream within a dream. So in this dream, I see myself get up because there is a lot of fire trucks going on outside of our building. And I see myself get up out of my bed, and my mother had taken us out the door to be outside because there is a fire going on. Now, as I'm going out the door, I see myself laying on the bed sleeping. I'm dreaming. I see me laying there. I didn't see me actually, my body get up. You know, I got up in this dream. I'm dreaming that I get up. Go out the door, and then when everybody's allowed to go back upstairs in the house, because back in the city, when there's a fire in one building, they have everybody come out of other buildings because the fire could spread. So we are allowed to go back in our building. And then I go to try to get back in the bed. Then I see this woman. She's like, she's got this invisible thing around her, and I can hear my mother in the kitchen. And I'm trying to get to the kitchen where my mother is, and I can't get to the kitchen where my mother is because this woman is standing in my way. Now, I see me laying in the bed, but I also see myself, I'm detached, I see myself trying to get into the kitchen. Now, to me, that was a dream within a dream. And when I wake up, I knew that I had a dream within a dream. So I wake up, I was dreaming. But research at Stanford University indicates that lucid dreaming occurs during what they call REM sleep. And REM sleep is that rapid eye movement sleep. And since most REM sleep takes place in the later part of the night, mornings are likely to be the most favorable time for lucid dreaming. And there's this gentleman named Ken Page who expressed that, well, he's a gifted empath, a futurist, and an intuitive. And he discusses an exercise to find out if anything in our subconscious is keeping us from creating our dreams or understanding them. So you can understand your own dreams if you know how to do it without feeling like you got to go to somebody to interpret dreams. Is there some program or idea going on in your subconscious mind or in our subconscious mind that we do not understand or are not aware of? If this is the case, is our subconscious mind keeping us from having what we desire? We can find this out by following his lucid dreaming technique. All right? To practice lucid dreaming, first think of a question or something you would like to understand about your life. Now, in my opinion, you want to understand, why am I having these dreams? What is the message these dreams are trying to tell me? And maybe your question has to do with a very special relationship, or maybe it has to do with being very popular or famous. I mean, this is for our listeners out there. In your case, it's you want to know, what message are these dreams trying to present to you? Maybe it has to do with your health or your job, whatever it is, write it down. And you keep your question very simple. Use as few words as possible. The more words you use in your question, the more information you will receive, and the more confusing your dreams will become. So in this gentleman's case, Ken's case, he wanted to know what was interfering with his becoming one of the best-known healers in the world. And he really did this, so he shared this, you know, on his website. And his question, as he started his lucid dreaming process, was how would he become the best healer in the world? Through his lucid dreaming, he found out his subconscious mind thought that if he became extremely popular, he would lose his freedom. Now, this man liked his freedom. His subconscious let him know that he would not be able to go out and be in public. He would have to hide or confine himself. So Ken's subconscious mind was doing everything it could to keep him from being popular because it did not want him to lose his freedom. By becoming conscious of his subconscious, he was able to understand his own program and change it. Now, for you, you may want to go to sleep every night with the same question on your mind. Tell me the meaning of this dream that I keep having. I want to know the meaning of this dream. Or just say, tell me the meaning of this dream, and go to sleep thinking about the dream. Now, if you get up and you have to go to the bathroom, and something is on your mind as you're getting up, even in the dark, have this pad next to you, and jot down what came through, just one or two words so that you remember, and then you go to the bathroom and come back and go back to sleep. Or if you want, you can set your alarm clock on vibrate and vibrate yourself awake at a particular time at night so that you can wake up, you know, with the dream in your mind. Jot down some notes. I have an example of something that happened a while ago, a long time ago, I'd say about 5 years ago. In the beginning of us talking on these shows, I used to say that I get these messages on license plates. And I got into this, you know, lengthy discussion, this heated discussion with someone. And when I left, I felt real guilty about not doing what they wanted me to do, although I did not have a way of explaining to myself why a valid reason to not do this. And as I was driving and I was really, really stressed out over this heated discussion and not doing what this person wanted me to do, I felt horrible. Because this person would be made homeless, in effect, if I didn't allow them to do what they wanted me to do. But I felt that it wasn't a good thing to do. And I saw a license plate that said, 4, 4, GT, them or him, and I didn't know which one it meant. And I was like, well, why is this license plate saying this to me? I don't understand, because it was too many messages in this one license. Them, him, you know, what? What are you talking about? You know, I need some clarity. And so that was when my daughter told me that night before I went to bed, write down on a pad that I want to know exactly what that meant. No ifs, ands, or buts. No doubts. I want to know what that meant. So I wrote it down. Now, in the middle of the night, I got up, had to go to the bathroom, went to the bathroom, and as I'm coming back, I'm thinking, I know, I was just dreaming. And I jot down, I was in the garage, West Side Story, Ice, singing song Cool, C-O-O-L. So I jotted that down, and I went to bed, and I went to sleep. And I got up that morning, and I'm in my meditation. I'm doing my 30-minute meditation. And in my meditation, I reflected back to the scenario, the scene, and I saw a 3-year-old little person looking up at me as me. I was dialoguing with the adult, and I could see in their little face they were trying to withdraw. And that's when I came out of meditation, and I knew that the plate was saying, forget them. Think about the little person, and when I presented my case to them, I had to be very cool and very calm in my presentation. You got me? So I got the answer to my question in my sleep. You got that?
Yep.
So you see how easy it can be. What do you think of such a thing?
It's easy. It really is. It's just that easy. You just have to be patient with your questions, with your answer, with everything. You just have to be open and willing to listen. Because I always, in my dreams, it's always.
You got to have the pad.
Yes. You have to have the pad. Yes. But what happens, do you ever, when you have the dream, you wake up, you'll jot it down, and then you'll have a whole different dream?
So?
Or do you, have the same dream?
Are you talking about in that instance?
Mm-hmm.
I did. I was in West Side Story for one piece of my answer to my question. I was in West Side Story. The second half of my question was given to me in my meditation.
Okay.
So, I wasn't, the whole thing doesn't necessarily, that whole answer does not necessarily come to you in one form. It can come in multiple forms. That's why you got a pen to write it down. When I got up to go, you know, I had a heated argument with somebody in front of a little person. So the first part I got from West Side Story. And I got the scene, because it's a whole big, huge musical, after the rumble, I went to the scene. I went directly in my dream to the scene where the gang leader, Ice, was singing in the garage, and the song was Cool, Boy, Boy, Crazy Boy, Stay Loose, Boy, Easy Does It, Breezy Does, Stirring Off the Juice, Boy, you know, you just play it cool, boy. So the first part of what was coming through me was that I had to be cool. I had to be calm. I couldn't fly off the handle. Now, I didn't think all of that when I wrote it down halfway asleep. I'm half asleep coming from the little girl's room. I didn't see all of that. All I did was write down Ice, West Side Story, Cool. Okay? Then I went back to sleep, and then in meditation, that's when I saw the rest of it. So I knew what the license plate meant. Forget them. Focus on the little person. And when I present myself, because I knew all of the song, what cool was all about, I knew I had to breeze it, buzz it, easy does it. Turn off the juice, boy, you know? Go, man, go, but not like a yo-yo school boy. Just play it cool, boy, real cool. All right, because I knew all of the song, I knew what the message was. And your subconscious is not going to send you something more to complicate yourself, you know?
Yes, you did. Thank you. Thank you.
Why do I keep thinking you're going to sleep on me out there?
No, because my... I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later. I'm listening.
Okay.
Yes, I'm having problems with my microphone. I am. I'm not going to sleep on you. But, you know,
okay.
You start singing those musicals. My mother used to do that to me when I was little. We used to love some musical, West Side Story and, you know, Sound of Music. And so when you start singing, I'm singing with you in my head. We just singing together.
Okay.
So, yes. So, no, well, I'm just reminiscing. That's all.
Okay. Well, you know, back to this lucid dreaming, an excellent way to explore the dimension of lucid dreaming is to set your alarm clock for half an hour earlier than your normal get-up time in the morning. You know, and you can have, like I said, you can have the type of clock, or you can use your cell phone. If people have cell phones that with alarms on, you can that have, and your cell phone, when it goes off, it goes off every 5 minutes if you want to snooze, if you want to put it on snooze. And I would suggest a vibration, nothing that's going to shock you awake, something that's going to ease you awake very gently, because a lot of times when we wake up real rapid fast, we know we've been dreaming and we try to catch the thoughts, but it, the more we try to grab it, the more it whisks and wafts away from us. So when the alarm goes off, it does not mean that you are going to get up. When the alarm goes off, ask your question. Then press the snooze alarm and fall back to sleep. So what this is saying, or what Ken Page has been saying, is that you ask your question before you go to sleep. Set your alarm for like half an hour before you get up. You need to get up. When the alarm vibrates off, you hit snooze. And as you hit snooze, write your question down again, or remind yourself what your question is and go on back to sleep. You can do that a number of times. 5 minutes later, hit snooze, you know, and re-ask yourself, feed your subconscious that question again. What is the meaning of the dream where I am? So you're going to have to tell yourself, remind yourself, which dream you're talking about. What is the meaning of the dream where I am? And not too many words. You can give one word and it unfolds the whole dream for you.
All right.
And
Duchess,
all right,
tell
and you're
our listeners.
Start dreaming and getting,
tell our listeners how good or how bad it is to fall asleep with the TV on. Please tell them.
Oh, my God. No, you
tell
them.
Tell them, please.
Oh, my gosh. The worst thing in the world that any of us can do is fall asleep with the TV on, because our subconscious is being fed whatever is on that television channel while we are sleeping. So it's like, oh, my goodness, if there's people, shoot them up, bang, bang, pow, pow, that's your subconscious is being fed that. If you fall asleep and there's a lot of cussing and carrying on, oh, my goodness. And you, what about people who watch television with their babies in the room? Little children have the strongest absorption of their untapped minds. And parents don't even realize it's like the first thing that they say is they don't understand. Oh, my gosh, you're feeding the child's mentality. Yes, they do. They even understand when they're in the mother's womb and stuff's going on outside of it. Don't play. Don't play. A child's mind cheats. Their minds are a whole lot more absorbent and better than ours. We have, like, filters. they don't. They haven't drummed up their mind filters yet. We're the ones that help them filter it. But no, watching TV while you fall asleep every night is really not healthy for your dream state or your mind state. It can really convolute your dream world even. So,
if they need a nightlight, put in a nightlight. Don't use the TV as the nightlight.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, you're going to start dreaming. You're going to be getting answers. And your subconscious mind will tell you stories so you can start understanding some of your thoughts or reasons keeping you from having what you want even. You know, let 10 minutes go by in that snooze state. The alarm clock will go off again. In this new wake-sleep state, you will have glimpses of what you were dreaming. Then ask the same question again and fall back to sleep. Continue to do this until your 30 minutes are up. As soon as you get up, either tape record or write down the information you receive. Have a pad and pencil where you write down your dreams. You do not have to write down the complete dream. Just write down the ideas and the main words. Well, I'm just repeating myself now. But sometimes it's good to repeat yourself. You know, and within a couple of days, you should uncover any subconscious resistance of what you want to physically create. The more you practice lucid dreaming, the easier it becomes. You keep asking the same question until you get a clear answer, and then ask another question. So make sure you write down that you want a clear answer to this question. And you'll get your clear answer, and pretty soon you will be able to check in and ask your higher self questions at different times and places. I mean, you know, it's a fun thing. And people have to understand, when you do this kind of stuff, this is meant to be have fun. It's not to be stressing you out, you know. I mean, lucid dreaming is a fun thing for you to create your own reality. And your subconscious mind will fully support your conscious mind and what you would like to create. This is not the most important exercise. Well, this is one of the most important exercises that, you know, you can ever do. It allows you to get an understanding of your life. I'm losing
That's
my
it.
Voice, you know.
Oh, yeah. Don't lose your voice. Let me talk, and then you just get a drink of water or something. And I can fill in for you because I hear that you, you know, you might need a drink of water. I don't want you to lose your voice because, you know, you
Girl,
are telling a lot of stuff.
I was doing karaoke last night. You know
yes,
what one of the ladies
see?
Said to me? I told a lady when I was doing the karaoke, I said, look, wait. I can't lose my voice. I said, I'm losing my voice. I said, I got to do a show tomorrow. And she didn't know I was serious. She said, losing your voice, she said, if you don't lose your voice, then you're not doing karaoke right. You're supposed to lose your voice. I said, but I can't lose my voice. I have a co-host waiting for me to have a voice tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So did you want to say something?
I'm so glad. You cannot lose your voice because you are explaining a lot of stuff to our listeners. And if you feel like you're not having fun with it, then you're not doing it right. You know, in the beginning, do it when you have the day off the next day. Why? Because that's a lot of waking up. That's a lot of going down to sleep. That's a lot of writing down. And, you know, maybe you don't have to write so much. But have the day off the next day so you can have fun with what you're getting ready to do. And make sure this is what you want to do. You know, make sure you want to you find out what you're dreaming about and what's the dream all about. See, this is something I want to do because I've been having these same dreams for a year now. I want to know, why am I trapped in a school trying to find my way out and always have a ride in the rain and I can't find my car? I want to know why. You know, once I find my car, I'm taking my brother on the way home on my bicycle, and he is trapped on the bicycle, and I'm here 39 years old riding him on the back of my bicycle to the same house that me and my family live in. I want to know. you know, for a year. I've been having this dream. I need to know. So when Duchess was telling me to write it down, what is it about, go to sleep, wake up, because I'd be tired in the morning. Who doesn't be tired in the morning after riding your baby brother, and he's not a baby, on the bike of your on the back of your bicycle trying to find a way out of your high school? I'm tired. I sleep all day long. So I'm tired.
Wow.
So this is something I'm going to have fun doing. What are you trying to tell me, people? You know, my higher power. So I cannot wait. When I find the answer, listeners, I'm going to tell y'all. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be so excited. And I want the listeners to, you know, do the same thing and tell us. Tell us what's going on. And the fun that they had. I mean, this is going to be great, Duchess. Thank you so much. Did you get your drink of water?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. You sound much, much better.
Well, by exploring the dimensions of lucid dreaming, hopefully you will be able to become conscious of the hidden subconscious programs affecting you, Jewels. Your dream state will feel as real as you are. Your dream state will feel as real as your waking physical state. If it doesn't, okay, I mean, if you don't understand what is going on in your dream state or contain some problems and conflicts, you just keep continuing to replay the same dream over and over again, because that's what you're doing anyway, until you understand the conflicts, and the conflicts are resolved. Your dream becomes real to you when you become conscious of what is real. So that's when you make your dream real. Because if you create perfection in your dreams by understanding and resolving any conflicts, you can use this insight to create a more balanced and healthy physical reality for yourself. The first, you first create and experience perfection within the dream reality, and then you will recreate that perfection in your physical reality. Now, that's a deep thing. You know, people go and dream, and they have nightmares. So let's create some perfection within our dream reality, and then we will recreate that perfection in our physical reality. So, once again, lucid dreaming is a powerful technique because it assists us in understanding our subconscious mind. And by practicing lucid dreaming, we can be sure our subconscious mind fully supports our conscious mind in creating what we want in our lives. Many evolving humans, because we're all evolving. We talk about this all the time, how we're going through an evolutionary challenges in our world today. And many evolving humans, spiritual life beings, humans, who practice lucid dreaming say, our dream state is the next dimension because that is where we can experience instantaneous creation. With lucid dreaming, we can perfect living and being in the dimension of instantaneous creation, and then we can bring that mastery to our three-dimensional lives. So in closing on lucid dreaming, it's one of the most important exercises we can do because it allows us a greater understanding of our lives and our universe. And if anyone wants to know more about lucid dreaming, they can look up Ken Page, because I like him. He helped me out a long time ago, he and his wife. That's when I found out I was an empath, by me connecting with some things that Ken Page said or suggested that I do. Woo! So that's it for lucid dreaming. I like lucid dreaming. It's really great. I'm flipping papers around because now is the time. Now is the time for E-squared. And we got time for E-squared. But first,
we had fun with E-squared.
Yes, we did.
Fun with E-squared.
We had a ball. But first, let's do our disclaimer. The information we share here will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice
or treatment, nor religious doctrine, and is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare professional regarding any mental or physical health condition or treatment. And we want to remind everyone of our website, InsideMattersTalk.com. The website, InsideMattersTalk.com. And our Indigo Rising fundraiser that we're doing there, so please donate to our Indigos. And if you want to know who the Indigos are, we have a description of Indigos on our website, teenagers between the ages. Well, they're coming up, and the Indigos we are working with or desire to work with are, I'd say, middle school and high school age. I may have an opportunity to work with some group of young men, Jules, high school young men. And I'm looking forward to that. I don't want to talk about it too much. I don't want to talk about it too much, but someone approached me last night at the retreat, and they said, do you think you could do set up a program for some for teenage boys? And I said, yeah, that would be fascinating. I would love to do that. So I want everybody to give us a call. Add our number if before we go off the air, if you desire to chat with us, that's area code 347-324-3030. And visit us. Visit our website, www.InsideMattersTalk.com. And like us on Facebook. Please, go to Inside Matters. Okay, we're on Facebook. Like us, love us, show us some love. Please show us some love, because we're showing you all that love. And our inside matters too, you know?
Right.
Show us some love. Now, the book, whoa. This is a continuation on the book that we reviewed in our last show. Pam Grout, E squared, so it's a big, huge, gold E with a 2 squared on the cover, and it's 9 do-it-yourself energy experiments that prove your thoughts create your reality. A lot of people don't realize that what they think goes out there, you know, our thoughts, you know, they sprout wings and go out there and start creating stuff random. We don't even realize it. Just ugly things, beautiful things, whatever we think, it just goes out. Why? Because we're big balls of energy. Okay, in her book, she's saying that these experiences, rather than take it on faith, E squared invites you to prove the following principles. Now, Jules and I did. We can't give them all to you because I doubt that we have a whole bunch of time to do it. But it's going to prove to you there is an invisible energy force or field of infinite possibilities that you impact the field and draw from it according to your beliefs and expectations, that your connection to the field provides accurate and unlimited guidance, and the universe is limitless, abundant, and strangely, this is what I love, it is strangely accommodating. Wouldn't you say, Jules? It is strangely accommodating because it accommodated our every wish as we were doing these experiments. Did it not, Jules?
Oh, yes, it did. It did.
Well, I hope you're able to, your mic holds up for you to go through some of these experiments. Okay, experiment one, day one. Each one of these experiments, it was about, you know, took about 48 hours. Okay, the first experiment, and she has fun with this. She's like us, you know. She calls, you know, her higher power the dude. Because, you know, I call my creator HP. And there's a whole lot of different ways that we can interact with our creator or that energy or the force. May the force be with you. So, this is the dude abides principle. Does HP exist? This is my interpretation now. So, I mean, I didn't use all of her words. I used my own words, and I call my higher power, HP. Does HP exist? Does this energy exist? Is there a 24/7 energy source or force I can access at any time? And three, I am asking for a blessing, a gift to be sent to me, and say, my pleasure, within 48 hours. Okay? That's like in The Secret where the genie rises out of the bottle and says, your wish is my command. So I'm saying, I want to see something. Now, with this one, a couple of things that happen, you can call coincidence. And these kinds of things happen for me all the time. And sometimes I'm not even focused. But when I'm focused, that's when I realize it. Well, it was pouring down rain, so Jules can say what happened with her. It was pouring down rain, and I was on my way to the post office, and this is my first day of experiment, and I'm saying, you know, when I get to that post office and I have to get out of this car, it's going to be pouring down rain. I'm going to get soaking wet. I'm going to be drenched. Now, it'd be really cool. Because when you pull up to the post office, you pull right up to the building. The parking spaces are on a slant. And you pull right up to the building. I said, it'd be so cool if I pull right up to the building and I pull right up in front of the door, get out of my car, walk in the door, and I don't get so wet. Well, lo and behold, parking space. So on the driver's side, the door opens up, the post office door, in the pouring rain, and, you know, since I'm right there, the door's right there to the building, I say thank you. I say thank you to the source. Then that night, when I left my job, it was really amazing. I walked out of my building, and I happened to look at the trees, and the trees were putting on a show for me. They were sparkling. I mean, the browns were looking gold. I mean, they were, like, twinking and blinking. I mean, they were, like, pop, 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 pop. The color, I mean, this is nighttime. And all the trees in the parking lot were glowing as if they were saying hello to me. And I said, wow, y'all are so cool. Y'all are so beautiful. And I said, thank you. Okay? Jules, that's my experience. I asked and I got.
Okay. Like she's going to say, it was, you guys are going to think it was a coincidence. But in my case, again, I was going to the post office, and it was raining, but it was kind of different. I was looking to send a care package to my daughter in Colorado, and I went in, and I had some 20s. Just got paid, had some 20s in my pocket. Ooh, that's a song, got some 20s. Never mind. I'm not the singer like Duchess. Anyway, I had some 20s in my pocket, and why would I put it in a pocket that it could fall out? But I did. And I go into the car and I count my money and I'm $20 short. Oh my goodness. I go into the post office. Did you guys see any 20s? Oh my goodness, I lost a 20. I call my mother and I'm frantic. Mommy, I lost my 20. I mean, the first person you always call is your mother, like she can make it appear or something. So I call my mother. She said, calm down. You're going to find it. Well, Mom, you know, if someone sees a 20 on the ground, they're not going to wait for you to come back so they can give it to you. She said, you're going to find it. Just calm down. So I go back home. The same route that I came in my car, I pull into the parking lot. I'm looking around. You know, now there's a couple of people standing where I left. And I'm just like, the 20's not there. You know, I'm just upset. I count my money again, and the 20 reappears. Whew. Now, is that not, and I'm just, nice. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm just thanking everybody. I'm thanking Allah. I'm thanking God. I'm thanking everybody, HP, my ancestors, everything, because I needed that 20, and it just reappeared. The first person I called, my mother. Ma, guess what? I counted wrong, and yes, and that was my special thing.
You either counted wrong or the 20 reappeared.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Yes, because at the post office, you know, you're right. putting the 20 down, 20, 30, you know, 40, you counting. And so, yes, the 20 just came back to me. It came back. It was nice. I loved it.
Okay. You want to go to the next one?
Yes, let's go. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. I love this one, everybody. Oh, my gosh, I love this one. This she calls the Volkswagen Jetta Principle. Okay, the theory. I impact the field and draw from it according to my belief and my expectation. Question, do I really see only what I expect to see? The hypothesis, if I decide to look for, now get this everybody, sunset beige cars, and butterflies or purple feathers, well, I find them. This one blew my mind because, first of all, I didn't know what a sunset beige color was. So I had to go, I had to get up out of my bed, because I'm reading in bed, get up out of my bed, go to the computer, and Google sunset beige. So now I see what sunset beige is, and I had to laugh because I Googled images, and the first thing they showed me was a sunset beige car. Call it coincidence. But now I know what a sunset beige car looks like. I had to monitor how many sunset beige cars I observed. I never noticed a sunset beige car until that day happened, and it blew me away. Sometimes I saw one right behind the other. I mean, it got to the point where I was on my way to work, and I had to say, okay, that's enough, because I thought I was going to have an accident because I kept seeing them. I kept seeing them. Well, my final analysis, there was 60. Now, after I had seen approximately 49 cars, because by the end of the day, I had seen about 60, I had seen about 49 sunset beige cars, I started laughing. I said, all those sunset beige cars. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to be looking for butterflies tomorrow. And as I'm putting on my shoes in my bedroom, I'm going to be looking for butterflies tomorrow. I look down on my altar, and there's the cigarette lighters, and I use to light up my incense all the time, and it's loaded with butterflies. It's got butterflies all over this lighter, and I had never, ever focused or noticed this lighter had butterflies. Oh, I didn't even just notice it, that it had butterflies on it. The next day I went to a store that you go to Walmart, you go to this store, you go here, you go there, you walk into the ladies' room and you wash your hands, and I never noticed that they had butterflies on the mirror in this store. I mean, they had butterflies, decals on the mirror. I saw butterflies everywhere. Okay, so I didn't see as many butterflies as I saw sunset beige cars. I even have a scarf that's in my office here at home. As I'm walking out of the office, the scarf across my file cabinet, it's got butterflies on it. So I'm letting you know, yeah, when you're looking for it and you say you want to see it, you're going to see it. Okay, your turn, Jewel. 14 butterflies, 14 butterflies. I even saw one on my Facebook page that day.
Okay. 14
butterflies.
Okay, well, the next day it's raining again in North Carolina, and Duchess says, okay, so we're going to look for the sunset beige car. I said, I can't go outside. What are you guys? She didn't say. Well, she was like, well, I didn't ask you to go outside. All I'm saying is you got to look for it. I'm like, okay. So the first thing I do is I Google it, image. I said, you know what, I'm going to say this is my first one because I didn't know what it looked like. I said, okay, this is my first one. I found it. Boop, Google. This is my first sunset beige car. So then me and Ashlyn, we were putting a puzzle together, and I look outside. There's one in the parking lot. Oh, my goodness, are you serious? There's one in the parking lot. So on that day, all I saw was about three. And I was happy because, you know, at least I can say that I've seen them, because I wasn't going to go out in the rain. It's pouring down in the rain. So when Duchess came to me and told me the next day, I need to find butterflies. I said, this is not the season for butterflies. Why didn't you ask me in the summertime? Because even Ashton could touch a butterfly.
She right.
said, well, it's not that time. You need to find butterflies. So I'm reading her story. Juju, that's what she called me. Juju, look at the butterflies. I said, holy moly, there's some butterflies. Where's mommy butterfly right there? Where's the daddy butterfly right there? I mean, I'm finding sister butterflies, mommy butterflies. I'm finding Juju butterflies and Ashlyn butterflies. And the whole book was a book about butterflies. I never noticed butterflies. So I said, okay, we could do this. To this day, I'm still seeing butterflies. Butterfly, look at the butter. I'm just like, wow. And I did. I seen butterflies on the paper towel holders and butterflies everywhere. So it is true. If you're looking, you will find.
I wonder who was that woman with the baby that she babysits that turned on the Disney Channel?
Yes. We found butterflies on the Disney Channel. Me and Ashlyn and we was at a play date and we saw butterflies on Dora the Explorer. She was showing us the butterflies and she named them in Spanish and named them in English and the butterflies and the fairies were there, but the butterflies, we were looking at the butterflies.
Okay. All righty. This one I liked. You are a field of energy in an ever bigger field of energy. Okay, that's the theory. Question, could it be true that I am made up of energy? Hypothesis, if I am energy, I can direct my energy. Oh, this was so cool because you have to try it to believe it. Okay. Because you will think forever that we made this happen. So you get two wire hangers, and you extend them out. You unbend them, the wire hangers, and you have them like two divining tools. Like, so one end is shorter, bent down like you're holding a gun, the butt of the gun, all right? So you got two hangers, extended out. Bent, and the back end bent like the butt of a gun, so you're going to hold them like two guns. Now you're going to get two straws, and you're going to slide the straws up on the butt of the gun and bend it so the straws will stay there. So that means when you grasp the butt, you're grasping the straw. So that means the wire that's down in the straw has free rein to go anywhere it wants to, okay? Now, you take one in each hand. You got two of them. They're like a divining tool. You got two of them. And in the beginning, because they are like free-flowing energy, they just wobbling all whichever way. But now you got to tell them, okay, look, behave. I want you to behave. Okay? Behave. And I want you to point. Point forward. You direct these two divining tools to point forward, and you want one to point to the right and the other one to stay straight ahead. Then you want them both to point to the right, and then the other one begins to point to the right with its twin whatever. And it is so much fun that I have left my divining tools intact so that when my grandchildren come, I'm going to teach them that how powerful their energy is. And I bet you, they just make these things go whichever way they want them to go. So, Jules, tell me, what happened?
Well, when I did the wire hangers, I didn't do it right away. And like others, I didn't think it was going to work. So I just, you know, I get my hanger. I did what you told me to do. I put the straws on it. And you got to think about something that just made you so mad. So what I did was I closed my eyes and I concentrated. and I concentrated. And all of a sudden,
absolutely,
they had you. All of a sudden, they moved. I mean, they moved. Like, just because you, in your hand, you have no control, because the hanger is skinnier than the straw. So when you're holding your hand, they moved. They moved together.
Right.
Like they were shooting that anger.
Because
like,
your energy came in. They say when you are angry, you constrict. Your anger constricts your energy. So that's why they moved together.
Yes. But then when I thought of something pleasant, they separated. But it was my right hanger that moved away from the left. And the left stayed straight. I mean, I don't know how it happened, but the right hanger went to the right, and that's what happened to me. And it was amazing to see. So people out there really need to try it. If they really want to see it, try it.
Yes, it's really amazing. And you realize that when you think of something pleasant, it's like your aura, your energy, it expands outward, you know, to touch everything around you. So our thoughts are things, and we do create our own reality by virtue of the energy that we throw out there. She had a couple of other experiments. One was whatever I focus on expands. Can I pull things out of thin air simply by thinking about them? The hypothesis is by making the following intention and focusing on its outcome, I can draw it into my life. Now, this is one that I focused on and I focused on and I focused on, and it really worked for me. And I just pray that I'm able to focus on this on a regular basis. What I focus on, I intend that my back is healed. And for those 2 days that I was intending and focusing on my back, I did not have to take medicine for the pain that I sometimes have to take medicine for in my back. Now, they say we create our own reality, sorts of things. And I noticed that when I focus on lack of pain, or I focus on my back is healed rather than my back hurts, my back doesn't hurt as much or at all. But when I focus on, you know, I got to be careful, my back is going to hurt. So our intentions, I believe that. I just have a hard time deciding what I'm going to throw my intentions on. Your turn. Because I have a lot of stuff, Jules, a lot.
This one I didn't get. I don't remember getting this one, so I will start.
Excuse me.
This is not your lottery one. Okay.
I remember.
All right.
Or was your lottery one the next one?
I thought
this is your lottery one.
Okay. So, let me tell you, listeners need to listen to this one. My mother calls me, right, and she tells me, she says, Jules, I need you to spend a dollar, get a lottery ticket, and just give me $500. I said, okay.
And $500, right?
Right. And I said, okay, but I could, if I win the lottery, I can give you a little bit more. So she's like, okay. And so she's very, you know, she's like, okay. She doesn't ask how much. She doesn't ask nothing. She just expects, you know, $500. If I send more, then she's happy with it. So that day I go, and I'm thinking Powerball. Well, Powerball was not due on that day. So I'm just, like, really upset. Powerball is $2, not $1 like she asked for. So, you know, I'm going to splurge on myself, and I'm going to do $2, and I want to give her more than $100. So I do Powerball, and Powerball's $153 million. There I am. The Ten of Diamonds always wants the money. So I don't know how to do pick three. I don't know how to do pick five. I don't know how to do all those others. And the person behind the desk did not know how to tell me. So I went over there to try to write down some numbers. I was going to write down these four numbers, but it was my birthday and my birthday numbers, but it was only three numbers, so I was going to write it down. I said, you know what? I'm going for the big bucks. Because the lady told me, well, all you're going to win with that is $80, $40. I said, okay, well, I'm going for the big bucks. So when the next day, my three numbers hit. 041 hit. And I did not play it. I said, well, you know what? I'm getting the Powerball. Don't worry about that. So I called my partner, and I said, if I would have played those three numbers, what would I have gotten? She said 500. I flipped the script because it was only $1. I would have got 500 for my mother. That is all she asked for. I wasn't supposed to get any money because my mother said that she wanted it. Not me,
but I was
self-seeking, self-serving, self-whatever, because I wanted some too, and that's how you pull it right out of the air. I could have got my mother her $500 like she asked for, because on that day I wasn't looking for anything. It was amazing. So that was my pulling out of the air.
Well,
go ahead.
We're not gonna go through all of the experiments. There are nine of them. Y'all can, you know, take what we said, you know, and run with it. Buy the book. Try them out yourself. But I'm going to complete the entire nine, and I'm having fun with it. And in closing, one of the things that she says that we should keep three things in mind: one, that you are awesome. Whether you realize it or not, you are a tremendously powerful, energetic being. Currents of possibilities run deep through your bones. And two, the great field of potentiality is unlimited. Absolutely anything is possible. All it takes is the willingness to open your mind, surrender old school conditioning, and continue to expand into more joyful, freer, bigger ideas. And three, we're all in this together. If we take care of one another and go the extra mile to appreciate and play together, we all gain. Each one of us is lifted up. Sure, we could walk alone to the finish line, but the real joy comes from tackling the journey together, from raising our voices and our mighty unified. Woohoo! Now, Jules, that's taken a tone out of your book. Woohoo! So, I like the book. Time for us to close out. It's been a good day.
This has been fun. I really enjoy this session with our people out there. This has been really fun. I loved it. Like every Sunday that we have Inside Matters, I enjoy.
Me too. I do too. Always. Okay. Time for your animal medicine. You know, you have people out there waiting for the animal medicine card.
Like me? Let's go. I can't wait.
All right. So go ahead. Do your thing.
Okay, I need everyone to put their energy into this card. Close your eyes, filter into the card, pull it.
Okay, card be pulled. All right, contrary. That means card is upside down, contrary dolphin. This is for all of us. This carries us until we meet again. This is what the animals want to say. If dolphin appears reversed, know that you are forgetting to breathe. You may be under stress, and your body may need mana. You may be starving your cells and organs no matter how many vitamins you are taking. Your natural cycles may be fouling up. Pay close attention to your health and your feelings. If you are on edge or just tense, take time to relax and breathe the life force into your muscles. Focus on releasing old breath at the bottom of your lungs and refilling your respiratory system with regenerative mana. Breathe from the diaphragm and fill the lungs to capacity. Exhale from the chest to the belly, allowing your body to totally relax as you breathe out. Another message of contrary dolphin is that many signals are carried through universal tides or waves, and you may be failing to use your sonar. To detect these wave patterns, you may need to realign yourself with natural rhythms within your body. Then it is necessary to use the dolphin breath to connect to universal awareness and signal. Dolphin says to dive deeply into the water, to play by the coral reefs, and to discover the beauty of the rhythm of breath. I like that. I like that because it's basically saying what E squared has just said. Because dolphins, they communicate through their sonar, and those waves go through the water. And it's saying that we need to breathe. We need to relax. We need to de-stress ourselves through our breath. And a wonderful way to do that is through focusing on your breath during meditation. But more importantly, it's telling you that our thoughts are things. And we send those thoughts out there in waves upon waves upon waves. We realize that there is only one in the entire universe, and that is you. And you create the realities all around you. Whew. Had a good time.
Yes. Yes,
we'll
I did.
Again?
Yes,
the
we will
time.
For Sunday.
That will be
at
November the 3rd. Coming along to Thanksgiving, November 3rd.
That's a day after my brother's birthday. Oh,
absolutely.
I can't wait. November 3rd.
I got your brother's birthday. I got his birthday present already. I'll tell you about it later. Because
okay.
He can't listen to the show, and I don't want him to know before his birthday. You know? But
yes.
He's going to be on the 3rd and the 17th. That's when we're having our shows, the 3rd and the 17th. And they should be just great. And we can talk until it's time to close, or we can say our goodbyes now. How you doing out there? Say your goodbyes.
I'll see you later. I'll
see
you
tomorrow. Say goodbye
first.
Who are you going to see tomorrow?
The countdown is on. Huh?
Who are you going to see tomorrow?
Because I'll see you tomorrow. You never know. I just might pop up. My
okay.
energy. All righty.
All right. I'll see you in a bit. See you tomorrow.
All right.
You be good. And, yeah, we got to hook up these microphones. We can't be having technical difficulties because our people depend on our words of wisdom and goodness and sweetness and love and joy and happiness and namaste and all that other happy stuff that goes on in our 90-minute segment. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye, too, until the next time. Hear from you all soon. Take care. Take care, Jules. I'll talk
you
to
too.
You real soon.
19, 18.
Thanks for being out there.
All right.
Thanks for being out there. All righty.
Always.
Stay blessed.
You too.
Thank you.